One of the reasons I stick to birds is that political issues are so utterly bewildering to me. My kids are learning about our political parties right now in school, and it's hard for me to explain to them the difference between liberals and conservatives. As far as I can tell, conservatives think government is an albatross weighing down individuals and that it should stay out of people's lives except in their most private moments. Liberals want to keep government involved in all but the private parts, believing in free choice for abortion, but not necessarily much else. All in all, politics makes strange birdfellows. I read bumper stickers that say God is pro-life. I presume the people sticking these on their bumpers worship a different God than the one who allowed Satan to kill off Job's children, or the one who drowned almost all the people on earth, including unborn babies, in the flood, or who killed off all the babies born and unborn in Sodom and Gomorrah, and Lot's wife, too, for looking back at the destruction, perhaps with sorrow at the fate of her dearest friends and their children. How come I never see bumper stickers that say God gave us free choice? My personal God is pro-life, and he or she or it gave us all both free will and a conscience to figure out for ourselves what is right and wrong. But I do have a level of disquiet about some politicians who are pro-choice, wondering how much they're really supporting their own ability to avoid responsibility for their actions. But that's hard enough to explain to my kids. Anything that smacks of ambiguity and complexity is an unforgivable sin in the world of sound bites. Even thinking about this divisive issue, I found myself yearning to retreat to the world of birds who don't even know what an abortion is. If a bird finds herself saddled with an unwanted pregnancy, or at least with an egg ready to be laid before she has a nest ready to hold it, she simply deposits the egg in someone else's nest and sneaks off with no one the wiser, unless some ornithologist with a scientific agenda happens to take blood samples of the babies. This happens often in the world of ducks, and is the order of the day for cowbirds. In their case, the tiny birds who end up doing all the baby rearing for their own babies and the oversized baby cowbird could hardly be blamed if they started picketing and trying to deny cowbirds the right to deposit their eggs in anyone else's nest. But birds are the original anarchists. They'd never join the American Civil Liberties Union. No way would a blue jay defend in court a crow's or even another blue jay's right to plunder nests, but neither would they ever deny them the right to plunder nests. Blue jays just squawk their heads off and deal with each situation as a unique one without starting up political parties or taking opinion polls or printing bumper stickers. Personally, I wish a Blue Jays were running for office. I'm also bewildered about why the people who talk most about protecting children from pornography in their homes and on the internet were the ones most intent on making every last word of the Star Report available to every man, woman, and child in America. That has been a real treat to explain to my kids. The report's release seems as precisely timed as the swallows returning to Capistrano, only this is an autumnal hurricane timed to influence the elections. And everyone seems either shocked or gleefully vindicated, as if Clinton and sex life was foremost on people's minds for years. Birds tend to think of the birds and the bees only during mating season and have completely forgotten about sex by campaign and election time. But long before there was a White House, much less a Clinton living in it, birds have been cavorting all about the country as naked as jaybirds, and everybody just ignores them. I guess what this country didn't need was a good 5-cent cigar. What we do need are people with the common sense of birds to start running the show. Meanwhile, I'm retreating back to their simple world of matters of life and death and beauty and joy and sorrow, and I'm going to leave politics and lawn signs for the loons, old coots, and randy bantam cocks strutting around Washington, D.C., a city that is definitely for the birds.